And right now it's time for sports, and Mike Kozy is a very happy man this morning. He recovered from the Yankees winning as they lost yesterday, and he probably, hopefully, maybe did good at Saratoga. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. I'm not happy. I bet on those sacks of cow dung last night. Aaron Boob don't know how to manage a baseball team.
No,
you're chasing the Red Sox. You have some momentum, and you play a bunch of scrubs last night.
Yeah, my exact thoughts. You know,
I mean, you got the catcher Nagasaki goes 0-for-3, and he can't stop a ball. He's worse than Sanchez. You got the guy Voit, whatever his name is, playing first base. He thinks he's playing soccer, routine plays. And you leave Tanaka in there after giving up 3 runs in the 6th inning. He gave up 10 hits last night. And then when you go to your pen, you go to the unknowns. I mean, a loss is a loss. It doesn't matter if you lose to the Red Sox, the Astros, or the White Sox. When you're playing a team as bad as the White Sox, you're supposed to go for an easy win. I can understand now this year why the Yankees have the record they have against bad teams. They play down to the team, and Aaron Boob doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, look at the relief he brought in, Kahane and this guy AJ Cole last night. It was awful, and the Yankees made 3 errors. This is a team that's going to catch the Red Sox. I doubt it.
All right. So how'd you do with Saratoga?
The horse did everything I thought he would, except win. He set the pace. He went out, had everything his own way, and folded up like a cheap suit in a stretch.
Yeah. You can't win them all. You've had a good season so far.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it goes. I had a decent day there yesterday, though. And back to sports. The Astros won their 6th in a row. If you remember, not too long ago, they were getting beat by both Seattle and Oakland. Not anymore. Oakland came to town last night, got out to a 4-0 lead, and I'm sure people were like, uh-oh, the Astros are done. Final score, 11-4. Mm. They just put a beating on them last night. So the Astros are 2.5 games ahead of the A's, but it's a lot more than 2.5 right now.
Yeah, especially psychologically. How many more games does Oakland have to play them out there?
I think they only have 2 more games. Let me see. No, that's not them. That's the Yankees' big score there. What do they have left? Yeah, they only have 2 more games left of them this year anyway. They got the next 2 days in today and tomorrow in Houston, and the Yays are done with them.
All right. Odell Beckham, $95 million, 65 guaranteed.
Let the freak show begin. Over under Thanksgiving behind bars.
Nah, no.
Well, he'll be there.
Hey, my pizza bet's looking pretty good.
Who?
My pizza bet.
Your pizza bet? Nah, not with Aaron Boob. Nothing safe.
It's a 9-game lead over Seattle.
That's okay. You know, I had the Red Sox folded up in 78. So can the Yankees. So can the Yankees. Back to Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
I think he'll be in jail by Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Why?
Why? Because he's a nut.
He's never done anything illegal during the season or anything like that off season.
Oh, well, never did anything illegal during the season.
Or off the season.
Well, he's never been arrested. Got how much money guaranteed now?
Yeah, but he's never been arrested or anything like that.
I mean, he
might say
arrested. That doesn't mean he didn't ever do anything warrant being arrested.
I don't believe that. I mean, I would go with you saying that unless he stops his stupid antics, he'd probably get injured by Thanksgiving. But I would be willing to agree with you on that, but not the other thing. Not the other.
Well, we'll see.
All right, we might have to put another pizza bet.
No, I ain't betting pizza.
No more pizza.
Pizza can't pay my bills.
That's right, it can't. Well, why not? Don't you have any Italian people that you owe money to?
No.
Okay.
Oh, now we're getting racist here.
No. Well, pizza Italian. You
no.
Know, I mean, you know, it's a culture
pizza
thing.
Pizza usually eaten by other ethnicities that don't know how to cook tasty food.
Yeah, it's pizza and Chinese food. You're absolutely right. All right, anything else in sports?
Manu Ginobili retired after 16 years, 41 years old. I think it's about time he stops taking checks. 41 years old in the young man's game of basketball, it's pretty hard to swallow.
Yeah, basketball is now, especially today's basketball, where it's run and gun.
Yeah, there's no defense an older guy can be used to play defense.
Yeah, everything is just get the ball, push it down the court, shoot. Get the ball, push it down the court, shoot.
Yeah.
And take 15 steps when you're going in for a layup. You know, if I ever did that when we were playing in basketball, if we ever took those 3 steps, we would have been called every time. Now they let them take 3 steps.
And if you did it in the courtyard, you get beat up.
Yeah. You did.
Now it's now pretty soon they're going to have, you know, the thing that they use for the, what do they call it, the pommel horse in gymnastics? They run and they jump off a springboard.
Yeah.
They're probably going to be putting that on a court in the NBA, too, somewhere.
Well,
you could jump off the springboard at the top of the key to try to dunk.
I'm glad you mentioned that. When I was in high school, many years ago, part of phys ed, and I was never, ever, ever in shape, was you had all that equipment. You had trampolines. You had that horse. You had the horse. You had the springboard.
The rings.
You had you had the rope that went to the top of the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to get through all that to pass.
You had the pegboard, too, on a wall.
And nowadays, they can't have any of that stuff in because of insurance.
That's asking little Johnny and Janie to do too much. You can't do that. You can do it playing a video game, but you can't do it for real.
But even back then, you know what we used to do with that little springboard? We used to run up and dunk.
Yeah, sure.
That's right. We used to run up. Well, Mr. Taberski wasn't up there. We would run up and we'd try to dunk the basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that. But that's probably what the NBA is going to install in their games, like put one at the top of the key, put one all the way on the side of the thing where you can fly through the sky like Superman or something.
I wish that somebody had a video camera back then and saw me trying to climb the rope to the ceiling and trying to jump off that springboard to the horse and do those things.
That'd be comical.
Oh, I think it would be more like sad, Mike. All right, I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Have a great day. Saratoga back tomorrow. Starts its last 6 days of racing.
Right,
summer's over.
All right, we'll check with you tomorrow, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Gossie with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.